Okay.
Well, who's gonna run the truck stop in Tuba City? Get the back bar clean, get the place looking pretty. Tell jokes to the folks, get the conversation witty. Get right down to the nubby nitty gritty. Tell me who's gonna run the truck stop in Tuba City when I'm gone. It's a sing-along.
That's I guess it is. I guess.
A great way to start a Saturday morning.
Yeah, this is getting everybody out of bed. Sam, what's Rosie got going on down there in the studio this morning? How did Tuba City, before we get to Marshall and the history of the Sierra Vista area, how did you pick the name Tuba City Truck Stop for your joint in Scottsdale?
Well, it was named after the song that I wrote.
Okay.
And this song did really well. It was recorded by the old, who wasn't old then, country artist Leroy Van Dyke, who did the Auctioneer song and all that.
Yeah.
And I did this song one night late on KTAR for a fundraiser, a Jerry Lewis telephone.
Okay,
or
all right, okay.
And Leroy was in town doing a concert. He heard it, called me up, and he recorded it and put it on the top charts for me.
What a hoot.
So so I thought, it worked once, maybe it'll work twice. And so I opened the Tuba City Truck Stop.
I remember.
I should have quit while I was ahead.
Well, we've got Dolan Ellis and Marshall Trumba here talking primarily about the Arizona Folklore Preserve. But as usual, we're going on a lot of Rosie Romero bunny trails all over the place. And we're featuring the Sierra Vista area because it is the designated location of our next Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation, which you can only register for one place, and that's right at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Marshall, as an official Arizona State historian, people driving, let's get them past Tucson. As they're leaving Tucson, heading down towards Sierra Vista, what are some of the historic landmarks they're going to go by and see?
You'll go by Benson, and that was an old train station there, very similar to, you know, railroad towns, wild town. It just didn't have a name like Tombstone. It's all in the name. But all through there. But you go south, there's a road just a few miles before you downtown Benson. In Metropolitan Benson, and by the way, Baxter Black, the cowboy poet, lives in Benson, has a ranch down in Benson. But Karchner Cabins are right there, and you go a little further down, you come to Sierra Vista, right off to the right is Fort Huachuca, which was established in 1877. And that's that classic story that you hear. That's one of the Arizona folklore stories. Is when Ed Shefflin, down on his luck prospector, he was 30 years old and he looked like he was 60. He'd been out living in the elements for so long with no luck. He was almost a joke, and he had a feeling though about there might be some gold or silver in there. And
in the Huachucas?
No, just in front of the Huachucas there.
Okay.
And down by this San Pedro River.
Okay.
And so he was going in that area, and he ran into some soldiers on their way down to established Fort Huachuca, and went with them for a while because Victorio was on the loose then, the Apache warrior, and there was pretty dangerous place, and they said, you know, you go out there and you're only going to find your tombstone. And so he struck it rich, richest silver strike in Arizona history. That was the richest silver series of mines in Arizona history.
And where is that from, of Sierra Vista?
It's just a few miles. It's actually a few miles east, about, 10, 15 miles east of the river?
About 12 or 13 miles.
Yeah, just east of the San Pedro River. And so that is the last free-flowing river in Arizona, by the way. It's a beautiful riparian area. And but anyway, the town of Tombstone was born and became one of the largest, most metropolitan cities between New Orleans and San Francisco.
And that was that's what started Tombstone, Shefflin's silver discovery.
Yeah.
Out there when the soldiers from Huachuca said, don't do it.
You'll find your tombstone. a fella came in to John Clum, who was a former Apache agent, who had quit the Indian Bureau, and he came in there, started a newspaper, and he said, every tombstone's got to have an epitaph. And so it's a tombstone epitaph.
Was the newspaper. Yeah. Okay.
And they do have a gunfight every 45 minutes.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Now, listen, the San Pedro, if we're talking Arizona history, and we're looking today, you know, we hear a lot of talk about what we need to do with our infrastructure in America and stuff. It's my opinion in the study of Arizona is the San Pedro River was probably the biggest highway into this state from any other direction for hundreds of years. Isn't that where all the Spanish Absolutely. Conquistadors came right up the San Pedro, right didn't there. They?
Mm-hmm. It was actually also an Apache plunder trail because they lived in the mountains, in the rugged mountains that nobody would dare venture into from Mexico, and they would go down that and the San Simon east of there. That was another one. It was a flowing river then. It isn't now. And the Santa Cruz River. And those were all valleys, fertile valleys, and the Apache would use those to go right into Mexico and do their plundering, and then they'd come back and hide in the mountains. And
I don't think newcomers may realize that if you divided Arizona in half at the Gila River, there's hundreds of more year history south of the Gila River than there is north of the Gila River.
Right. White men, Spanish, Mexican, gringos would not venture. There were really no white people north of the Gila River until the 1860s.
Yeah,
it was just no man's land to go in there. It belonged to the Yavapai and the Apache tribes, the various Apache tribes.
Well, you start studying the history, the early European history of Arizona, and it's all south of the Gila.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was where the settlement was, and when Arizona became a territory, there was a brand new town called Prescott up on the Hacienda River because gold had just been struck there, but Tucson, there were Tucson and Yuma, and that was about it. Tubac had been the Apaches had driven all the whites out of Tubac.
And at one time we had a chain of forts coming up from the international border. We had them at Tubac. We had them. Not far, just over the Huachuca Mountains from Sierra Vista, near Sonoyta, there's an old fort site there. I can't remember the name of it, but they were basically protecting those valleys of yeah. corridor of travel.
Well, the San Pedro was probably impossible for the Spanish to really settle. They'd go in there, and there was is it Kiberi that on the old fort there. They were driven out, and the missionaries were driven out. They could settle along the Santa Cruz River, but the San Pedro River, it was a pretty dangerous place to be.
That wasn't the
during Spanish times.
Not the neighborhood to be hanging out in.
Nope. Don't try to build a house there.
All right. Now, do you have any upcoming appointments at the Arizona Folklore Preserve?
No, I'm staying pretty busy up here. If I got my truck fixed
and it looks like your nose and your face all
held
up pretty
yeah.
good.
Somebody took some pictures of me though. The truck was.
And y'all had a piece of history that has a song to go with it. What was the story, Marshall, that you were going to tell? That went with his song?
Shefflin? Ed mm-hmm. Shefflin?
Yeah.
Oh, you want a little bit of Ed Shefflin?
Yeah, give us a little Ed Shefflin.
Yeah, this is...
We've told the story, now let's hear the song.
You know, and most... Ed's buried right outside of town there. Most people go to Tombstone, never
That's right.
never see his
great,
grave.
He's out a great there, monument did, to it here.
Did he die rich?
Yes.
He did?
Yes, he did.
He's
okay.
not like
yeah.
a lot of them.
Okay.
He died rich.
Okay.
Old Ed Shefflin, shufflin' along, leading a mule, singing a song, prospecting in the desert alone. Ed, all you're gonna find is your own tombstone. Searching for silver, grubbing for gold, hunting in those hills for the treasures they hold, out there where the Apache roamed. Ed, all you gonna find is your own tombstone. And it goes on and on and on and on. That's
fantastic. That's awesome. Dolan, when did you get to Arizona?
In 1959.
59. I got here in 65. When did you get here?
1939 in an accident. That's what my father always said.
An accident alongside the railroad, Nash Fork, as I remember, right?
No, no, actually, it was Mesa, because we lived on a farm then, and we lived in Kyrene, but there was no hospital in Tempe at that time, so that was the only place. My dad let the doctor, he didn't have any money to pay for it, my brothers and I, so he let the doctor had horses, and horses grazed on our place. That's how we got paid.
Grazing the doctor's
Try that
horses.
Today.
Try that. Yeah, right.
Okay, so we're going to send a lucky winner down to the Sierra Vista area for the Arizona staycation. Why don't you guys give us a couple of your secret little spots in the last couple minutes we have here today.
Okay.
What would you want them to see? Where would you want them to dine?
Well, there's really a great little Japanese restaurant. It's kind of like Benihana's, but it's half the price.
Okay.
And it's, you know, they cook right there in front of you, and they do all the fancy things with the paddles and all that. And I can't remember the name of it. I eat there quite often, but I can't remember the name
so
of it.
Okay, so it's in Sierra Vista.
I think it's called something like, I just can't remember the name of it.
That's all right. That's all right.
And, but that's a wonderful place to eat. There's also a place called the Outside Inn, it's called. It's right there on the highway, and they really nice gourmet food there.
Can I get a good steak there?
Absolutely.
I'm usually in the mood for a good steak when I'm going out.
Yeah, and then the Mimosa, it's called the Mimosa Restaurant, and they have a full menu there of chops and steaks and all kinds of wonderful things. It's a fairly new restaurant. I've been there two or three times, and it really is quite good.
Now, are you living down in that area now?
Not anymore. I live up here in the Phoenix area.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall, where are you? Are you in the
I'm still in Scottsdale. Okay. Yeah, still in Scottsdale. We live a mile or so apart.
Now,
yeah.
When you're heading to that southeast corner of the state, what are some of your favorite little haunts?
Bisbee.
Okay.
Oh,
the Queen, the Copper Queen, and all those great places in Bisbee.
It's, they won some big honors this year.
Oh,
I'm
not
city.
Surprised.
Yeah,
yeah. The mines there, you don't hear much about the mines anymore. They closed in 1975. But $6.1 billion came out of Bisbee in copper, gold, and silver.
And if our winners are heading to Sierra Vista, where we've arranged the lodging, how big a drive is it down the road to Bisbee?
3.5 hours easy.
It is that far?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
easy.
Not from Sierra Vista.
Oh, from,
yeah,
Sierra,
from Sierra Vista.
Vista,
yeah.
Oh, the Folklore Center?
from Sierra Vista to Bisbee, that's what?
Oh, from about 23 miles.
Yeah,
it's close, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All
yeah.
of these, Cochise County's got so many things to
it
offer.
Does.
There's a horseshoe there that you kind of start at, say, Benson and start circling around. And you can come up at Wilcox where you got the Rex Allen and Rex Allen Museum, and you got all of these things. Cool. But you just go through, and you got the Chiricahua Mountains.
Oh, a little town of Portal
Pass.
And
mm-hmm.
all
yeah,
of
Portal.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Trimble and Dolan Ellis, I can't thank you guys enough for making your way in here this morning and sharing what you know and love about Arizona. Why don't you take us out here in the last 15 seconds with just a little tune?
Arizona, through and through, go out the way we came in.
Yeah.
Arizona, home to me and you.